Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, West Mifflin travels to Beaver Falls in our Youth Football Game of the Week. We travel to Southern New Jersey with Isaac Redmond in this week's Locker Room Look Back, and it's a battle of brothers in this week's High School Game of the Week. Youth Football in Steelers Country starts right now. Hello and welcome to another episode of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. I'm your host, Missy Matthews. We've got another great show planned for you today. Here's a look at what's ahead. West Mifflin, a youth program in its first year of existence, travels to Beaver Falls to take on the Little Tigers. Our Steelers TV cameras travel to the Garden State, where Steelers running back Isaac Redmond gives us a tour of his old stomping grounds and this week's Locker Room Look Back. And three Steelers players head to McGee Women's Hospital for a very special cooking class with breast cancer patients. But first, the high school football season is over halfway complete, and as the cliche goes, the cream is beginning to rise to the top. Well, that top spot in the Century Conference was up for grabs in a battle of unbeatens in Seton LaSalle and South Fayette. This year's game, however, had a very unique twist as two brothers were on opposite sides, with each serving as the starting quarterback for their respective team. It's Brett versus Luke Brumba in this high school game of the week.
Two good teams, you know. I mean, the star power got to shine tonight. Kid like Zach Challensworth, and you know, both quarterbacks are tremendous. But you know, the kids that are the big time players need to make plays.
You have to eliminate the big play, kind of not let them get a big play on us, make them drive the football field. We got to play pitch and catch ourselves for the football, and make sure we know our assignments. And I think everything will be fine.
We take care of what we can take care of. Don't worry about them. There's going to be big plays on both sides. Hug it right now. You have to respond back.
If you put on that helmet, you represent an entire school, community, family, everything we talk about, we're grateful for. That's what life's about. That's what we've taught you, how to win, how to lose, how to do everything together.
One, two, three, five!
Matchup between these two quarterback playing brothers. Last season, the Brumbas met in the Whittier quarterfinals. The younger Brett, a freshman at the time, threw for 150 yards and two touchdowns, but his four interceptions proved to be costly. The elder Luke had just 56 passing yards, but he didn't need to do too much, as senior running back Kevin Hart had 261 rushing yards on 41 carries and leading the Rebels to a 21-13 win. Things, though, would prove to be different this year. Justin Watson hauled in the 28-yard pass from Brett Brumba to cap the Lions' first possession, and they barely had a chance to blink before getting the ball right back. Brett Brumba got two quick scoring strikes before his older brother Luke even had a chance to take the field, but when he did, things didn't go as he had hoped.
Let's go! Kicking on him all day!
Luke Propo on the keeper. 5 yard. Touchdown.
As the game went along, it became evident that the receiving trio of Zach Challingsworth, Justin Watson, and Connor Beck were too much for the Seton LaSalle defense to handle. They all went over 100 yards receiving, as time after time they made big plays for Brett Brumbaugh. Brumbo was sharp all night. He completed 21 of 35 passes for 374 yards with 4 touchdowns, the last of which was a 34-yarder to Justin Watson. Brumbaughs would go to Brett as his South Fayette Lions took down Luke Seton LaSalle Rebels 51-12. They take sole possession of first place in the Century Conference.
We try to jump on teams as fast as we can. We don't want them to have any life. We don't want them to have any breathing room. So we just try to do the best we can, and the coaches put us in great position to do that all during practice this week. We knew every route that they were going to run, every formation, what we were getting out of it. So they really put us in position to do that, and without them, we wouldn't have been able to jump up on them pretty quick.
We just talk about these guys took everything from us. You know, I mean, last year it was everything, you know, our home winning streak to our conference championship. So, you know, these guys, we talked a lot about being grateful for what we have in our life and our character meeting on Thursdays, and it was just nice to be able, you know, to talk about being grateful to get it back. You know, I mean, these guys had the opportunity, not the guys that graduated last year.
It's time to find out where are they now. This week's edition extends the Seton LaSalle-South Fayette rivalry as we look at a few recent alums of the two schools. First is another one of the Brumbaugh brothers, Christian. You might remember he graduated from South Fayette as the Whippoorwill's all-time leading passer and guided the Lions to the 2010 state finals. He is currently at William & Mary as a redshirt freshman quarterback and has yet to play in a game this season. Joining Christian at William & Mary is Kevin Hart. We mentioned Hart earlier in the highlights. He graduated from Seton LaSalle as the school record holder in both rushing yards and touchdowns. He's redshirting this year as well for the Tribe and is listed as a wide receiver. And another member from that 2010 South Fayette State runner-up team is Nick Faraci. A two-way lineman in high school, Faraci is now the starting center at Robert Morris. Coming up next on our show, a hard-nosed, blue-collar town that describes Pittsburgh, but it also describes the hometown of Isaac Redman. We'll take a trip with the Steelers running back to southern New Jersey in our locker room look back. That's coming up next. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. Steelers running back Isaac Redman traveled a tough road to the NFL. He was undrafted out of Bowie State, even though he was the school's all-time leading rusher. But the New Jersey native's humble beginnings make him a perfect fit for the Steel City. Our Steelers TV cameras traveled to Paulsboro, New Jersey, where Isaac was kind enough to show us around. Here's this week's Locker Room Look Back.
I'm going to give you a nice little tour of my high school, show you my stomping grounds, where I used to terrorize the halls. Right now, Paulsboro High School. I think the first place I'm going to go, because it was the last place I used to want to be, is the wrestling room. This is all the team championships that we have, and they put them all up on the wall. As you can see, I don't care where you go in the country, you'll never find a wall that looks like this. Right over here, we got kind of the Wall of Fame. Just looking at this brings back a lot of memories, man, a lot of memories. Select few people that wins the state championship. Yeah. There was my name up there, state champion, 2003. One of the things I'm most proud of was off the football field. When I wrestled, I won the state title. And, you know, that was kind of, you know, me. Nobody's out there blocking for you. Nobody's out there, you know, handing you off the ball, throwing you the ball. It's just you versus that guy. And, you know, I went out there and was able to win. Now we're at the trophy case. As you can see, this man, this high school, man, is one of the smallest high schools in New Jersey, but second to none when it comes to sports. I mean, our football team holds the South Jersey record for most games won consecutive with 63. Part of these championship teams here, 2001 South Jersey Group 1, championship game 55-6. Game here, beat Florence 50-0 in the championship game, 12-0.
I knew I was a pretty good player probably when I was like 6 years old, 5, 6 years old. When I first started playing, it just came natural to me. When I got to high school, my sophomore year I started, and I had 23 touchdowns my sophomore year, and 30 touchdowns my junior year, and then 37 my senior year. My senior year, I broke the record for most touchdowns in South Jersey.
It's gonna be tough for a guy to accomplish some of the things that Isaac Raven did, but a lot of stuff he did is remarkable. You know, just to see a guy, like I say, have success in high school and then carry it to the college level and then carry it to the NFL and still have success. It's great to see.
He's worked hard. He's worked hard throughout his career. He was a hard worker in high school. He worked hard in the weight room and, had a great career at Bowie State. And we're very, very glad, the Steelers picked him up, took a chance with him, and, the rest is history. He's doing real well.
And when I was playing, I used to have the whole gate area built up, bleachers, those bleachers, everybody everywhere. I miss my high school days. I honestly say I was able to come to one of the best high schools in New Jersey, far sports-wise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a great time showing you around, showing you where I came from, showing you my roots, letting you see where it all started for me. But now it's time to go. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. You're watching Steelers TV. I'm Isaac Red Zone Redman. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up next on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, the black and gold go pink. How a little cooking taught some very important lessons to very special breast cancer patients. Welcome back to Youth Football in Steelers Country, presented by McDonald's. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and everyone from peewee and high school football teams to the NFL are trading in their normal team colors for pink. It's just a very small way to raise awareness for those affected by it. And the Steelers even had a special surprise for several of the breast cancer patients at McGee Women's Hospital.
Well, I think is really important, not only just being a part of the community itself, by being a football player and playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I think also just as an opportunity to give back because, my mother is now 21 years in remission, and to know that she's still around because people cared enough to help her through that process, I think it's only right that I can come in and just talk and promote healthy lifestyles, and I think it's my job, my duty to do that. It's a lot of fun, and I've done it for a number of years, and I always look forward to doing this event.
It means everything to me because the family members that have, experienced this kind of stuff are very close to me. And we spend a lot of time. We talked, a lot. They come support me in a lot of my games throughout my entire life. They've been there. So for, me to have an opportunity to support them, and something that affects them, it means a lot. It's a great deal.
And it's a great event that the patients love, and I think the Steelers enjoy it as well. So nutrition is really key, not only for patients that are undergoing chemotherapy, but after therapy is over and they're starting to get back to a normal life.
If you're going to go through something hard, you might as well have a good time. And I think that this event today at McGee is exactly that spirit, and like how fun to get to wear your Steeler wear and hear, see the Steelers cooking. It's really cool.
I do it to support. I realize and I acknowledge that I'm in a position where, I can affect others in a positive manner. So why not take advantage of it,
I have, some of the same issues with my family. And it's always great to come out in the community to show that same love and affection because it means a lot to, people who are actually going through some things. So it's always good to come out, show your sense of humor, just keep somebody laugh because, you never know how to make them feel.
support means everything. I mean, that's why we're wearing our Steelers stuff, is to support them, and to feel like our favorite sports team is supporting us, that's just awesome.
Coming up next, Beaver Falls host West Mifflin in our youth football game of the week. That's next on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. We'll see you after the break. Don't forget, a new episode of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country premieres each and every Saturday morning at 10:30. We'll be with you all season long with the best in youth and high school football, plus much more. Again, that's Saturday mornings at 10:30 right here on Root Sports. The youth football regular season is coming to a close as teams around the area are fighting to make the playoffs. The West Mifflin Little Trojans youth program is in its inaugural season, and in this week's youth football game of the week, they travel to Beaver Falls where they met a Little Tigers team who is ready for the challenge.
Sit back and relax. You're in for a treat. We're making this one count. We won't take defeat. Yeah, you know it. Tigers coming through. We're heading for the top number two. That's you.
I love the kids. I love seeing them progress from year to year and just seeing them grow up and really showing interest in the game.
It shows them team spirit. It shows them that there's no I in team. It shows them how to socialize better, you know, with all the, you know, games, products they have nowadays. A lot of kids don't get out, so it allows them to exercise, get out, get to know people. You know, it's just a great experience for the boys.
A lot of camaraderie between the young men that we have in our community, as well as, you know, me being a coach, I can be a part of my children's life as far as coaching and being out on the field. And the young players around in the community, I can assist them as well. And just everyday fundamental things in their life beyond the field.
I think it's very good to have the sports going on because it gives them activities to do and it just builds personal for them. It's great.
At the end of the day, it's about being on a team and working together. Win or lose, you know, you just got to keep your head up and keep moving.
Amen. Faith into the mind. Get out there. You two are leading. You guys are leading. Lead them out there. This is a touchdown. Let's go.
Next week, the Keystone Bantam League takes center stage in our youth football game of the week as Norwin hosts Morningside. That's next week on Youth Football in Steelers Country. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks so much for watching. Be sure to tune in next week for another new episode of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. We'll see you then.